Hi, this is Tim Johnson of Traders Realty. I know that moving is an emotional experience. Meet my client, Mary Brownfield.
I was a realtor for over 40 years. I began referring to Tim Johnson several years ago because I realized he was a true professional. It didn't matter if they were first-time home buyers or if they were on the way up. He treated them all the same. Wasn't just a realtor to sell them a home. It was a friend later, and they talked good about him. Kind and honest.
I don't want to go on too much because you might think I'm his mother.
It's more than a transaction. It's your story.
Tim Johnson, realtor with Traders Realty, will tell your home story. Tim is a professional, does his homework, and will impress you with his attention to detail and work ethic. Bottom line, he'll help you sell or buy a home quickly and hassle-free. Call Tim today and start to move your story beyond expectation and into action. Tim Johnson, realtor with Traders Realty. Find out more at timjohnsonrealtor.com.
Welcome to In the Neighborhood on 1470 WMBD with your hosts, Tim Johnson and Stacy Borhol. Tim is a realtor with Traders Realty, and Stacy is a mortgage lender at First State Bank of Illinois. And together, they have their finger on the heartbeats of the heartland. Each week at this time, they sit down with the people who move the Peoria area, people in your community that lead organizations, business, and government. These are the people in your neighborhood. You'll learn who they are, what they're involved in, and why. It's In the Neighborhood with Tim Johnson and Stacy Borhol.
Hi-de-ho, Stacy Borhol.
Good morning, Tim Johnson.
How you doing?
Another fabulous Sunday morning.
Oh, yes. Were you a Girl Scout?
I was a Girl Scout. Well, I started, from what I remember, as a Brownie.
Yeah.
And then became a Girl Scout. So I earned all my patches, went camping at Camp Tapalingo, sold cookies, and all that fun stuff.
Ah. So what do you know about the Girl Scouts?
I just found out an interesting statistic, which is 80% of women business owners were at one time a Girl Scout.
Wow. Isn't that amazing?
That's a crazy number. Another one which I found to be pretty cool was virtually every female astronaut who has flown in space was also a Girl Scout.
Wow. That's saying something about the Girl Scouts.
It is. And today my friend Sherry McGill, who is a member of Impact Peoria with me, is coming here to tell us a lot more about the Girl Scouts.
Here we go. Welcome, Sherry.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Tim and Stacy.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am Sherry McGill. I work as the Regional Director of Development for Girl Scouts of Central Illinois, and that is a rather large area. Most people remember Girl Scouts being called Girl Scouts of Kickapoo Council. What we did about 4.5 years ago is we merged several of the smaller councils to be one larger council, and now we are called Girl Scouts of Central Illinois. Okay. This was something that was done nationwide, so now we're down to 112 councils across the nation.
That's pretty neat. I know what I'm thinking about right now in regards to Girl Scouts. It is?
Cookies!
Yay!
It's cookie time!
It is.
Our cookie sale began on Friday, January 13th, and it runs through February 5th. We have extended that for the past 2 years for an extra week so that the girls have more time to really do an actual program rather than just going out and doing a sale without having put the elements into it that we're trying to teach, such as financial literacy, the skills that you need for people orientation and business plan, accounting, et cetera. So rather than calling it a cookie sale, we actually in the office call it a cookie program because there are elements that we have to and benchmarks we have to reach in order for the girls to truly get the best benefit out of it than just sales.
That's actually pretty neat. I never thought of it. It's kind of like all these young girls going out and having their own businesses.
Yes, exactly.
Cookies. So, yeah.
In fact, it's the largest female-owned entrepreneurial business in the world, in fact, because it's done by girls and all girls. The sale portion of it, 75% of the cookie sale goes directly into Girl Scouts and programming. The other 25% goes to actually pay for the product. But within that, each girl gets a certain percentage that she gets to earn badges and promotional items as an individual. There's also money that goes into the troop. And then there's money that goes into our organizations, Girl Scouts of Central Illinois, in order for us to pay staff to provide the programming and some of the books and instrumental things that the girls need actually to do their programming.
That is really neat. So how many girls are we impacting in Central Illinois with Girl Scouts?
In the Central Illinois area is quite large. In fact, we go pretty much from border to border, and we like to say I-80 down to St. Louis. And we have about 38 counties that we serve. And within that 38 counties, we are up to almost 21,000 young girls who are participating in our program. We also have about 5,000 or 6,000 volunteers currently, and those are the women who serve as our troop leaders, and men as well. We have several male troop leaders. Every girl needs a role model, and they come in all sizes, shapes, and forms, and we are very blessed to have the people involved with the organization that we do.
When I think of cookies, all I thought that you guys sold were the Thin Mints. I ordered those, and I love those. And
right.
My staff introduced me to the Caramel Delights, and those things are amazing. I could eat those things all day.
They are caramel and coconutty goodness, aren't they?
They are. I hear that it is your 100-year anniversary for Girl Scouts.
For Girl Scouts of USA, it certainly is. It was founded 100 years ago, and we'll celebrate our 100th anniversary in March, on March 12th.
Wow. As far as cookies go, tell us, where did that get started?
Well, the cookie element actually started back in 1920. They didn't sell the cookies until 1934 on a large-scale basis. There are two different bakers in the United States that sell cookies. One is called ABC Company, which is what we use for our cookie sale. So if you're on the East Coast, they may offer a different variety of cookies than what we have, and that's just due to the fact that they have a different baker. So when they say, we've got the Sonoma cookie or the Samora cookie, it's because it's a similar cookie to what we offer. They just have a different name because there's a different baker.
That's interesting.
But with all the varieties, you can find something that you like.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, most popular Girl Scout cookie is?
I'm guessing the Thin Mint.
Absolutely. It's the Thin Mint cookie. That's number one. Much to many people's surprise, the second most favorite cookie is that Caramel Delight cookie that Tim spoke of. Happens to be my personal favorite.
So, what cookie has been around the longest? Would that be the Thin Mint also, or...?
That one, I don't know, Stacy. my guess would be a shortbread cookie because it's the most traditional style of cookie. So yeah, I'd have to look that one up.
It probably is.
Wikipedia.
So back in regards to cookies, I'm sure a lot of people have, you know, nieces, nephews, cousins that are selling cookies. But maybe if they don't have someone that's coming to them, how would they go about purchasing Girl Scout cookies?
Well, there's two ways that you can actually purchase Girl Scout cookies: through an actual Girl Scout in the program, in addition to girls who have their business plan and their marketing strategy, and they reach out to potential customers as a group or as a troop. They can come together and do what we call a cookie booth, and our booth sale dates are March 9th through April 15th. And your locations and your times will vary. So what you'll need to do is visit the website in order to get the exact date and time that you're looking for. So fear not if you don't know of a Girl Scout in your neighborhood or you don't know how to connect with one. We can absolutely get you connected to a booth sale. Otherwise, you can call the office or email, and we will get you in touch with a local troop leader who's near your home to come visit.
What is the phone number for the Girl Scout office here in Peoria?
The 800 number for Girl Scouts would be 877-231-1446. That's toll free. And then the Peoria office, that would be 688-8671.
So can you purchase Girl Scout cookies on your website, too?
You cannot purchase them on the website, but you can contact us, and we will let you know how we can get someone in contact with you. We won't give you the name of a girl or a troop, We have lots of safety issues that we maintain for privacy and obviously for safety for the girls. So give us your name and number, and we will make sure somebody contacts you and get some cookies to you. We also, of course, have the program that we do for Operation Cookies. It's the Operation Cookie Share program, where instead of purchasing cookies for personal use, if you would like to support the troops, the girls have a form on their cookie order sheets that you can actually purchase cookies, which we then ship to the troops overseas. Again, that's called the Operation Cookie Share.
So how many Girl Scout cookies did you guys ship out last year?
Well, the Operation Cookie Share is held in sponsorship with the Adopt a Soldier program, and that's run through the State Farm's Military Affinity Group. And you can find out about that through their employee research area. But last year, the Central Illinois area sent more than 145,000 boxes of cookies to military troops overseas. Mm-hmm. And it surpassed expectations with the same success that we'd had from the previous year. And it just gives the girls an opportunity to go beyond themselves. And when they're trying to maintain their goals, I know a lot of the girls have a personal goal of how many Operation Cookie Share boxes that they can sell as well, just so that they can feel that they're providing a little comfort and a sense of home to our men and women who are serving overseas. So I know it's a personal goal for a lot of our girls that participate in the sale.
That's really neat. So another thing that I think about when I think about Girl Scouts, because I know I was one growing up, pretty sure Tim wasn't.
No, I was not.
I went to Camp Tapawingo.
Uh-huh.
And I think I've heard that they've maybe been upgrading it or doing some little redos on it. So tell me what's going on there.
The newest addition to Camp Tapawingo is that we recently broke ground on an extensive stable for our new horse herd. When we did the merge, there were lots of properties within Central Illinois that had camps as well. And because of the state or the condition that the camps were in, sometimes it was a little more feasible to sell off the properties, because sometimes it takes more money to upgrade or even maintain than is worth the program. So a lot of the programs were discontinued, and one of those camps was down in Quincy, and now we have their horse herd right here in Tapawingo, making them a grand home. We have an amazing equine program director, and her name is Ann Bauer. She is she has the highest ranking that she can achieve in Pony Club. I think they call it Class 3. Extremely child-oriented and knows horses. And so in order to combine the love of the equine industry with what the girls are learning on how to care for a horse and maintain things, she's just doing a phenomenal program. We have private lessons out at the camp as well, called Saddle Up Club. So that's just the newest phase. We're looking at doing a capital campaign in order to create a destinational camp that'll be a region-wide camp that Girl Scouts from all over our council, and as well as Girl Scouts, if they're outside of our council, of course they can come. If we have a group of Boy Scouts who want to come, we're in their back door. Absolutely, we can have anybody who would like to be out at that camp when we have this new camp up and running in a couple of years.
That's really neat. So what else do they do at the camp these days? Has that probably changed over the years since it's been a while?
We still maintain all the programs that we used to. There's going to be a strong educational element where the girls are learning about nature, boating, safety, just general camping out, and fire safety, cooking safety, you name it.
So for those that haven't had the experience like Stacy has and knows mm-hmm. about the Girl Scouts, why would a girl get involved with the Girl Scouts?
Well, Girl Scouts has seen the need to evolve with the way girls have changed over the past couple of decades as well. No longer do we say, this is your troop and these are the times that you have to come and meet and this is what we say you need to be doing. We have a new program where the girls can choose how they want to participate and at what level. So if we have a girl who says, you know, I really like to come and experience camp, but I'm not able because I'm in soccer and I'm in chorus, I'm not able to go to a weekly meeting. So we let them do what we call journeys or pathways, and that allows them to participate in whatever means that they can. And speaking of participating, we are a very supportive organization to girls who may be at risk and don't usually have the funding available to do this type of programming. So we have a lot of fundraisers where we're raising money for the outreach programs that we have. We provide the membership fees for the girls to join Girl Scouts, and we also have paid staff that go out into the schools and some of the social service organizations in the area, and they actually do the programming and the Girl Scouting troop activities in those locations.
So probably to also add to what Sherry's saying, Tim, is it's so many different opportunities for girls to come together and learn about whatever it is that they're passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I know that it's helped reduce the number of girls who are maybe getting in trouble because they've come together with the Girl Scouts,
right,
and learned responsibility and values and a lot of different things, really. So if someone doesn't know about Girl Scouts, then it's a different opportunity to get their daughter out there. Of, I mean, what ages do you guys serve?
We have ages 5 through 18, and they're at different levels. They start off as daisies. When we talk about the fact that Girl Scouts is a leadership organization and that we teach women, young girls, to be women of courage, character, and confidence to make the world a better place, we're not just talking about the daisies and the brownies who go out with a big grin on their face and their pigtails saying, you know, bite my cookies. We're actually doing more and more programming at the level of 13 and up, where girls are really taking a strong interest in their own identity and seeking out what we can provide for them as far as leadership and global experiences. We have girls who travel to Europe through the Girl Scout program. They plan their own excursion. They raise their own funds. It's a business plan as well. They need to raise the resources in order to go. Girls travel down to Savannah, the birthplace of Juliette Lowe Gordon, our founder. There are so many elements for our programming. It's from STEM, which is the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, to financial literacy. We cover the arts, health and wellness, outdoor education, and, of course, the travel. It's really a program now that reaches girls from the very beginning when they enter, and you can truly go through high school years and beyond, especially with our Gold Award program. The Gold Award is similar to, Tim, you might know, the Eagle Scout Award.
Oh, okay, great.
The Gold Award, there's actually a bronze, silver, and gold level, and the Gold Award is our top-ranking award for girls. They even have a project that they do, just like a Boy Scout would. Once a girl reaches the Gold Award, she can actually get a bump up in her military grade if she goes into the service. There are scholarship opportunities for girls who have achieved this.
Great. So there's different levels, like the brownies and, mm-hmm. and so forth. What if someone's 10 and they've not been a part of it? Are they missing out? Should they join at age 10? Or
you can join at age 17 if you'd like. It's never too late. There's always something that you can learn through Girl Scouts. There are opportunities you may not have known that you've missed out on. Funding is not usually an issue. We all take care of our own. We have fundraisers. A lot of people have the idea that because we have this enormous cookie sale that we are financially self-sufficient. And to a certain degree, you know, that does provide a great amount of money to the Central Illinois Girl Scouts. But in addition to that, if we say the $12 membership is covered, I mean, for example, last year we covered more than $70,000 in financial assistance to cover that $12 fee for almost 6,000 girls. But there are a lot of other expenses that go along with being in Girl Scouts, and that's why we have the fundraisers that we have, and that's why the troops sometimes still have their own troop fundraisers, like a spaghetti dinner or a car wash, because they're trying to raise resources to go and do something, especially when it comes to the outreach girls. You know, we want them to get the same experience. Their programs may be different, But we want them to get the same leadership experience and the same opportunities and the same programming that all of the other girls get. It's just, unfortunately, we have a lack of volunteers and troop leaders in some of these areas. And since we don't want any girl to ever be told, no, and you can't come into this group, our arms are wide open to all of these girls. In fact, we send staff to do the programming for them so that nobody can miss out.
Yeah, so coming from anywhere, these girls can be included. So,
absolutely.
I know that you guys, you're talking about the technology aspect of it. I know that for sure was not there when I was younger.
We're not about camps, crafts, and cookies anymore.
Nope, not just that. Still will always probably be your foundation, but so much more. So, I mean, gosh, the opportunities that the Girl Scouts now gives, it's just a matter of signing up, and every girl gets to be a part of it from the sounds of it.
Absolutely. We encourage everyone, even if you're a sole child in one school, if we don't have a program at that school, I'm certain that we probably have one at a community center nearby. And so if there's a mother or a girl out there that would like to be involved in the program, you can go on to the website or call the office and let us know where you're at, and we will get some programs in your area if they're not already there.
We'd like to talk about volunteers here quite a bit. Tell us a little bit about volunteers and what needs do you have as far as volunteers?
Well, we have more than 5,000 adult volunteers and 75 staff members with the Girl Scouts of Central Illinois. The role that the volunteers play is vital. It's absolutely vital to the Girl Scout experience. If we don't have those men and women out there who sacrifice their time and their expertise and their passion to teach girls and to cultivate relationships with them, I think that's one of the primary things that the girls need, especially maybe there's not a good relationship at home, or maybe mom's not even in the picture. It's very important to have a role model like the women that we get to come in and not only just to look after the girls and teach them the programming, but also to be a strong role model for the girls and let them know that there's always a safe place. There's somebody that they can come and talk to and look to for help and guidance if they need that.
So do you need to be a former Girl Scout to be
no.
able to volunteer?
No, as I said, we do have men who are very, very good troop leaders as well. You don't have to have children even. I've got lots of women in the organization who are troop leaders who don't even have children. They just want to give back to the community and stay close with the girls in the area and help lead them through all the different levels of leadership and development that the girls go through from age 5 to 18. It's a long road, and you can be there the whole way, or you can come and go, do what you can during the time that you have. Any time is appreciated.
That was a great question, Tim. I was actually thinking the same thing. I was like, well, so what if someone didn't get to be a Girl Scout or a Brownie or what have you growing up? Can they still go back and volunteer? So that's kind of neat. So they could still learn about what those girls are getting to learn and be a leader at the same time.
Yeah, we have extensive volunteer training that's done. So you're never just thrown out into the lion's cage. You know, everybody has the same training. And if you have questions, you have support people that you ask directly. There are Monday mailings that we send out. So every single week you're briefed on what's going on, if anything has changed, any success stories that we've recently learned about. It's just an opportunity to share and to keep everyone well connected. So if you feel like there's time that you have to offer, and this sounds like something that you could spend an hour or two in the evening, or even if you want to just come in and be a co-leader, you know, we appreciate any type of assistance that we get.
Are there areas that we need to help expand in the Tri-County area, or?
Well, right here in Peoria, we serve about 800 girls in 20 different outreach programs, whether that's the institutional school element or if it's the community service organizations. We had our CEO speak to a Rotary group last week, and it's surprising to learn that people don't know that we have an outreach program. It's very important to us to give this opportunity to all girls, no matter what their life circumstances are. We're talking about children. You know, they don't make those decisions. Other people are making decisions, which may not always be the best decision. So we try and provide them with the programming that best suits their life, whether it's education on nutrition and tobacco and sun safety and, you know, physical activity, that type of elemental programming, or if it's a specific program that we teach, such as Uniquely Me, which teaches girls to have self-confidence and respect for themselves. Sometimes those things don't get taught at home. So it's very important to us to provide an opportunity for girls to come. If a girl comes and she misses out for a couple of weeks, but then she comes back, then we're just darn happy to see her. Nobody gets in trouble for missing or for not having attended, you know, every single meeting.
That's a lot of great, great information. And it's good to know that the kids have another option. The girls have somewhere else to go, you know, when maybe there's not a lot of opportunity for them. So I think this is an awesome program. So, Sherry, we have a 100-year anniversary this year. That's pretty exciting. Tell us a little bit more about the history and how it all got started.
Okay. Girl Scouts was founded by Juliet Gordon Lowe. She organized that first troop on March 12th in 1912 in Savannah, Georgia. That's actually a destination place where a lot of our troops plan their own trip and go down to see the birthplace of Juliet Gordon Lowe. It's very emotional for them, actually, to go and to see the property. It's been very well maintained, you know, in a historical element. There's also so much just to learn about the passion and the product of Girl Scouts, basically. The original Girl Scout troop was actually founded with only 18 girls, but as a worldwide movement, we've grown to 3.2 million members globally.
Wow.
So I guess you could say we've come leaps and bounds. The programming that was offered 100 years ago, as you can imagine, was outrageously different than it is today. Today, our mission is to encourage girls to be young women of courage, character, and confidence, and to make the world a better place. So all of our programming goes into supporting those three things: courage, character, and confidence. Not so much camp crafts and cookies. We definitely strive to keep up with what the girls' needs are and to make changes in the program offerings that we have so that we're always relevant and current with what the girls need in this day and age.
That is really amazing. Yeah, and Tim's enjoying cookies right now.
He's eating his cookies.
Sorry, is it impolite to talk eating cookies on the radio?
So he's got one of our top picks.
And I think that's going to be his lunch today.
Yeah, that's pretty much my lunch. Thanks.
Well, speaking of cookies, I want to touch on the cookie share again just to let you know that we have 58,000 boxes that the Girl Scouts will send to servicemen and women overseas. This is a good opportunity for people to not only support Girl Scouts, but also support your troops at the same time. And we thank State Farm for being a partner in that.
That's really cool. So I love it when the whole nonprofit aspect gives back to a nonprofit.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's all about giving back, and it's about the basics. And I think the Girl Scouts has done a phenomenal job of, you know, taking the girls at their youngest age and helping them with their building blocks to be the best that they can be. And then on top of that, turning around and supporting the military. I think that's just a great story.
I'm glad you called it building blocks too, Stacy, because a lot of people, you say Girl Scouts, they think of two things. They think of cookies, and then they think of little girls with pigtails, you know, smiling at you. But we are a growing organization that serves girls who are at the cusp of womanhood, you know, and there are many lessons that need to be taught or reinforced that they may or may not be getting at home, or maybe they are interested in science and technology, yet their mother was a fabulous teacher. Maybe she teaches history, so they're not meshing with their interests. So it gives the girls an opportunity to reach out to someone in the community and say, you know, I'd like to shadow you for a day and connect with an engineer and see what her day is like. There's so many doors that the Girl Scouts can open for the young girls, that especially at a certain age when they're trying to make those life decisions and you don't really know, how do I take the next step, and how do I know that this is what I want to study and this is what I want to become? So Girl Scouts provides opportunities that you may not have as just a student in your school.
Thanks so much for coming today. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
We're here with Sherry McGill, Regional Development Director for the Girl Scouts.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for this week's In the Neighborhood with your hosts, Tim Johnson and Stacy Borjo. You can find out more about the show and listen to previous shows at PeoriaArea.com. Discover who's appearing on future shows and leave questions for future guests at PeoriaArea.com. Join us next week to find out what's happening around the Peoria area as Tim and Stacy talk to those who are making it happen in the neighborhood.